Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the California Angels and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting second. The right fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting third. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buck Rogers. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Brunette. Pitching for the California Angels, George Brunette. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw strikes out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Rogers and he is safe. Buford steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Shaw. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. There goes Buford. The throw from Rogers and Buford is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mincher moves to second. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward throws the ball into Buford who relays the ball to Causey who tags Rogers trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mincher scores. It's 1-0, Angels. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brunette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette strikes out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Berry reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. It's Angels, 1, White Sox, 1. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen is walked intentionally. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. John hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. McCraw scores. Hansen moves to third. John moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jerry Adair pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Jerry Adair now playing second base. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. George Brunette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunette strikes out. 1 out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Brunette covering, for the out. 1 out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. John hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fregosi hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair bunts towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Agee reaches second base with a double. Buford moves to third. Bill Kelso now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward is walked intentionally. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Agee scores. There goes Ward trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mincher moves to second. Bill Skowron pinch hits for Bobby Knoop. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Mincher moves to third. One out. Johnny Werhaus pinch hits for Bill Kelso. Johnny Werhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werhaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Mincher scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bob Locker now pitching. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Paul Shaw. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Werhaus now playing third base. Pete Cimino now pitching. Don Wallace now playing second base. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-3 in the game. Reichardt strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and California Angels, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.